The bracha we're up to today is the bracha of Shema Keleinu. Shema Keleinu is the 16th bracha of Shemina Esrei, and the bracha starts Shema Keleinu Hashem Elokeinu, which means that Hashem, you should hear our voice. And the voice obviously doesn't mean a literal voice of that, like a person hears someone else's voice, because our voice during Shemina Esrei is belachash, is silent. But it means Shema Keleinu, hear the voice of our tefillah. Hashem is able to hear even a silent voice, the voice of our tefillahs. Shema Keleinu Hashem Elokeinu. That lashon that we say, that Hashem should be Shema Keleinu, should listen to our voice, reminds us of the pasuk that it says concerning Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says in Parshas Kisavoy, Vayishma Hashem es Keleinu. Hashem heard our voice. It's a pasuk in Parshas Kisavoy describing the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's one of the psukim that's darshened in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. And it says there, Vayishma Hashem es Keleinu, Hashem heard our voice, Vayotzeinu mi Mitzrayim, took us out of Mitzrayim. And it's very interesting that the Ramban points out that Yetzias Mitzrayim was taka because of Vayishma Hashem es Keleinu, because Hashem heard the voice of our tefillah. The Ramban in Parshas Shmos, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Chav Hei, teaches us that that really at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem looked at Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael did not deserve to be redeemed. Even though Hashem really gave a haftacha, gave a promise that they were going to be redeemed at the end of a certain amount of time. But Lamaisa, it says that the Ramban brings from Yecheskel that didn't separate from the Avodah Zarah, just like the Mitzrayim were worshipping Avodah Zarah. So really, the Klal Yisrael did not deserve to be redeemed at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, Vayishma Hashem es Keleinu, and as other psukim indicate as well, it was the fact that they davened with all their heart and Hashem listened to their tefillahs, that was the power of the force behind the geula. And therefore we see the power of such a sincere prayer that there was at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Vayishma Hashem es Keleinu, Hashem listened to our voice back then and brought Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we ask Hashem as well, Shema Keleinu Hashem Elokeinu, that Hashem should hear our voice these days as well. There's a well-known Gemara in Brachas, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, that tells us how the Navi Yeshaya went over to the king Chizkiyo HaMelech, it's brought down in Malachim Beis, Perechav. And Yeshaya tells Chizkiyo, Ki meis ata v'loy sichya. You're going to die and you're not going to live. And the Gemara says it means you're going to die in this world and not going to have a chiyas in the next world. And Olam Haba told him that he's doomed for a terrible destiny. So what did Chizkiyo HaMelech answer him? Kalei nevuascha v'tzei. Stop prophesizing and please go away. And as this was a nevuah coming from Yeshaya, and he said, I'm not interested in hearing the nevuah. Kach mikublani mi beis avi abba. I have a Kabbalah from beis avi abba, which is his ancestors, which the Rashi says is David HaMelech. Chizkiyo came from David HaMelech. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavarei shel adam. Even if there's a sharp sword that's resting on the neck of a person ready to cut, al yimna atzmei min harachamim, he should never stop praying for mercy. So that's a Kabbalah that I have from David HaMelech, and sure enough, even though he was doomed for trouble, it says that Chizkiyo davened, and Hashem answered him, Koyomar Hashem, Elokei David Avicha, so said Hashem, the God of David your father, Shamati es tefillah secha. Shamati es tefillah secha, I heard your tefillah, and it says, Taka, that Hashem added 15 years onto the life of Chizkiyo, and he was able to have that 15 years in the schus of the tefillah. So here you see, even though cherev chada munachas al tzavarei shel adam, it was taka, he had a nevuah that he was supposed to die. Even so, lemaisa it says that Hashem added 15 years of his life to his life b'schus the tefillah. And it's interesting to point out that when Hashem answered the tefillah, what did Hashem say? Koyamar Hashem elikei David avicha. I am the God of David your father, because that was. Could be that the pshat is because that's what Chizkiyo said. How did I know to daven? Kach mekublani mi beis avi abba. I have that messiah from David HaMelech that it's never too late to daven. So Hashem Tak answered him, your messiah was correct. I am the Hashem of David Avicha, and Shamati es tefillah secha. I heard your tefillah, and the tefillah has an effect. So I'm pointing out that you see, just like Vayishma Hashem es Keleinu, Hashem heard their voices even though they didn't deserve at that point Yetzias Mitzrayim. So too we see that it's never too late to daven, and we should all have that in mind when we say Shema Keleinu, that if we daven with sincerity, then Hashem should listen to our voice, Hashem will come through, and even in times of tzara, answer our tefillah. Okay, so the nusach of the bracha continues, Chus v'rachem oleinu, which basically means that Hashem should have mercy on us, Hashem should have pity on us, and whatever word you decide to use in the English dictionary, Chlus Verachim, have pity, have mercy, have compassion, that you could look in the thesaurus for all the different variations. But what's the content? What's the Teichen HaDvarim when we ask Chus and Rachim Aleinu? The Lashon has come up many times in davening. So the Sidur HaGra points out that the Lashon of Chus is having pity, but the main point of it is having pity on something that a person feels connected to. If you create something and you want to preserve its existence, you want to keep it going and make sure it doesn't get destroyed, protect it from getting destroyed, so you have your chas on it, that's the lashon of chus, that you feel connected to it, and therefore you have pity, you want it to continue to exist. Like the pasuk says in Yoina, in Perek Dalet, pasuk Vav, Hashem tells Yoina, ato chasto ala kikoyoin. You had pity, you were chas on the kikoyoin. The kikoyoin, as we remember, is a plant that had a lot of leaves and provided shade for Yoina. And Atochasta, Yoina felt connected to it, so he had Rachmanis on it, and even so, Hashem destroyed it. So Hashem says, V'ani lo yochus al Ninveh, I'm not going to have chas, I'm not going to be chas on Ninveh, which is the city of people that I created, Maisei Yodai. So that's the idea that we bring out, that chus is when someone feels connected to something, either because he created it or he benefits from it. That's the idea of chus. And Rachmanis means pity also, compassion, that compassion, that feeling of compassion is aroused by a difficult situation. If you see someone in a difficult situation, a poor person who's in need of tztaka, or an almana who's in need of chizuk, someone who's in a difficult situation and he needs help, that's something that's ma'ayir rachmanis, that inspires a person to the feeling of compassion. In which case, when we daven chus v'rachem aleinu, we're asking Hashem that he should have pity and mercy on us. Bein mitzad, the fact that he created us and we're connected to Hashem, we are the Am Hashem, and therefore he should be chas on us, but also that he should be rachim, he should see our difficult situations and be ma'ir to the midah of rachmanus to help us through. And then we say, v'kabel berachamim uverasein es tefila seinu. What does that mean? V'kabel means Hashem should accept our tefila, berachamim uverasein, with rachamim and ratzayin. Rachamim, as we said, is mercy or compassion, and ratzayin is touched usually as favor. Hashem should look at our good and not at our bad, and that's v'kabel berachamim uveratzayin, with the midah of rachamim and with ratzayin, Hashem should be mekabel our tefilos, ki kel shemea tefilos v'sachanunim ata. Because Hashem, you are the one who hears prayers, v'sachanunim, and prayers that are called tachanunim. Tachanunim is more of a lashon of begging. We may be familiar with Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Va'eschanan, that discusses the Lashon Va'eschanan, which is the Lashon of Tachanun, Tachanunim. Rashi tells us that the Lashon of Tachanunim is when you ask for a matnas chinam, when you ask for a free gift, an undeserving gift. So that's the Lashon of Tachanunim. When a person asks Hashem, even though I may not deserve it, but shower me with good anyway, that's the Lashon of Tachanunim. There's a Chidushei Arim in the beginning of Parshas Va'eschanan that teaches us something very fascinating. Says that there's a treasury in Shemayim that's called Oitzer Matnas Chinam, a treasury of Matnas Chinam, of free gifts that Hashem can give limitless matanos, no matter what we deserve and don't deserve. Even Matnas Chinam Hashem could give. And how does a person tap into that amazing treasury called the Oitzer Matnas Chinam? Only if a person davens with the feeling that Hashem doesn't owe him anything. Sometimes we feel like we have schusim, we have schusavis, we have our own schusim, and Hashem should answer us. Then you're not tapping into the Oitzer Matnas Chinam. Sometimes Hashem could answer a person if they deserve. But if a person feels like, I don't deserve anything, but give it to me anyway. My ma'asim are not up to par. But even so, you're our Hashem, answer our tefillahs, give us all that's good. Then, says the Chidush Sheirim, a person can tap into the Oitzer Matnas Chinam. So when we say the Lashon of Tachanunim, we should be nesayre to that, to feel that Hashem should answer our tefillahs, not because we deserve it, but because we want to get a matnas chinam, something that even with our ma'asim we don't deserve. And the mashmas being that when we say that Hashem is shemea tefillahs v'sachanunim, is that our tefillahs should fall into that category. It shouldn't just be a simple tefillah, it should be a gather of tachanunim, that we understand that we don't deserve as much as we're asking for, but even so we ask Hashem to be shmak eleinu, to listen to the voice of our bakashas and answer everything that we ask him. And then we say, umilfanecha malkeinu, from in front of you our king, reikam al tishivenu, don't turn us away empty handed. And this is very interesting. The Avodram on tefillah points out that this line is sort of like a plan B, that we're saying, umilfanecha malkeinu, im loy zachinu habe, if you're not going to listen to our voice and answer everything that we're asking from you, at least don't turn us away empty-handed. It's not an all or nothing deal. Still, don't turn us away and say, okay, I'm not answering the tefillah at all. I say, tzasmin bakasha seino, at least do a little bit. First, we ask all out, all the bakashas in Shemayna Esrei, and we say, Shema Keleinu, listen to our voice and answer all of our bakashas. But at least, milfanecha malkeinu reikam alti shiveinu, even if for whatever reason, all our tefillahs can't be answered, but don't turn us away empty-handed, answer as much as possible. And we end off, ki atashay mea, tefillas amcha Yisrael berachamim, because you, Hashem, are the one who listens to the tefillah of your people, Yisrael, berachamim, with mercy. Baruch atah Hashem, shemea tefillah. Hashem is the one who hears prayer, who hears tefillah. And this is based on the pasuk in Tehillim Samachay that says that Hashem is called the shemea tefillah. You say in the slichas, shemea tefillah, adecha kol basar yavoyu. That's the pasuk in Tehillim Samachay that Hashem is called the shemea tefillah. And it's taka true, Hashem is the shemea tefillah. He hears every single tefillah. Sometimes we daven and we don't see that Hashem answers the tefillah. Every tefillah Hashem will answer. Sometimes it takes many months, sometimes it takes many years, and sometimes it's not even in the lifetime of the mispalel. Sometimes Hashem waits to answer till the children or grandchildren of the one who daven. But every tefillah is registered and every tefillah is counted. There's no such thing as a tefillah that's wasted. Hashem waits for the most opportune time to answer someone's tefillah and pays back the person and answers the tefillah of a person when he can most benefit from it. We should just end off by pointing out something very important that in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down in Simen Kuf Yotas that it's permitted to add private bakashas. One is permitted to add private bakashas into his tefillah. Let's say in the middle of the bracha of Atachayni Lodam Das, a person could ask, please Hashem, help me remember my learning better. And in the bracha of Rifa'enu, he could add specific names of Chaylim. In the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, he could add a Parnasa, a bracha of Parnasa for himself or for other families that are in need of Parnasa. A person can always add Me'ein Kol Bracha or Bracha into a specific bracha. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says, Uv'shemea Tfila, by this bracha of Shema Keleinu, Yachal Lishal Kol Tzrachav. He could add any private bakasha on any topic. Shehi Koileles Kol HaBakashas. Because this bracha really includes all the bakashas. Shema Keleinu is a general terminology of listening to all of our tefillahs. So Me'ein Kol Bracha U'Bracha allows you to say any private bakashas here in the bracha of Shema Keleinu. And I think it's a Meridika Eitzah, Halacha L'maisa, that a person should take advantage of. That you could daven in the middle of Shema Keleinu right before you say, Ki Atah Shemea. Person could daven, not just in Lashon HaKodesh, sometimes it's hard to express yourself in Hebrew, but could daven in your Mama Lashon, in English, he says, please Hashem help, a certain person should help, you should help a certain person find a shidduch, a certain couple, you should help them have children, or family with parnasa, or anything that's on your mind for yourself or for people that you know, you could add it in the middle of Shema Keleinu, you add it in with Kavana, and that's something that's a big segula. In the middle of the bracha of Shema Keleinu, the Aruch HaShulchan, though, also over there in Simen Kuf Yotes, cautions that you're not allowed to add a nusach kavua, a set nusach to the Shemayna Esrei. So a person should not add every single day the same thing. Sometimes you have a certain person that you daven for, and the tefillah is not answered for a long time. So it becomes like a nusach kavua. And besides, with Anshe Knesset Gedolah Misank and Shemayna Esrei, every day you go right into it. People daven for chaylim sometimes that are not sick anymore, that are not alive anymore. Sometimes you get like a lashon kavua that you get used to davening. So you have to be careful that you should like juggle around the Shemayna Esrei when a person is davening in the middle of Shema Keleinu and he adds private bakashas, he should switch the order of them from time to time or only say some of them sometimes in order that it shouldn't be considered adding a bracha kavua. There are many siddurim that have here in the middle of Shema Keleinu a nusach for vidui, ana Hashem, chatasi, avisi, fashati. There's an inyan to say a vidui by Shema Keleinu. There's an inyan to daven for parnasa. There's a nusach, atohu Hashem elekim, hazonu, mafarnis. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I don't know who put these in, but even if there's an inyan to put it in, he says it's unfortunate that our halacha is many times run by the printers because they printed it in the siddurim. But he says you shouldn't get into the habit of saying every single day both these things or either one of these things, because then it's like you're adding a nusach kavua to the Shemayna Esrei. So even though they're very nice things to add from time to time, you should add it b'mikra. You should add it when you need to. A person feels he did a certain avera, so he does the vidui for the avera. So it's going very hard in parnasa, so he davens for the parnasa or any other bakasha, as we said before. But it shouldn't be a nusach kavua. Hakapanim, we should realize that it's a golden opportunity to add our own personal needs and private bakashas in the bracha of Shema Keleinu, and we should all take advantage of this opportunity. I saw one thing that it says, Shema Koleinu, the Lashon of Shema, I saw in a sefer called Tehila LeDavid on Tehillim, that Shema is a remez to the three times a day that we daven this Nusach, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. Shema, Shin, Mem, Ayin, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis, and the Mashmas being that we ask Hashem to listen to our voice, even though it's the same voice over and over again, the same Bakashas. Hashem should never get tired, Chas V'Shalom, of listening to our Tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis. So when we continue to daven this Tefillah, Shachris, Mincha, and Arvis, we should make sure that we have the right kavanas, that Hashem could listen to our tefillas and does listen to our tefillas no matter how desperate of a situation that we're in, and we should add our private bakashas to take full advantage of this special bracha.